You're listening to a 1FM podcast.
Welcome back to 1FM Live and Local. You're on midweek malarkey. How are we all? How are we travelling?
Well, mate.
Yeah,
well,
pretty good.
Out of 10?
Yeah, about an 8.
An 8? That's not too bad.
Probably about a 7. Woke up this morning, thought it was Saturday, so that was a pretty bad start to the day when I realised it was Wednesday, but got better after that.
That improved my day, actually. when you sent me a notice of that, I went from a 7 to an 8, so...
It's a good morning,
at least I don't think it's the weekend.
And if he's struggling, it makes you feel good.
Like, you brightened my day, Bill.
Very good. Now, we are... and it needs to be brightened at the moment. We are in lockdown till...
Don't say it.
No, we're allowed for the first... Once it hits 6:10, we've got 20 seconds, it's done. Okay. Saturday? Friday, hopefully, only.
Friday midnight.
Touch wood.
Hopeful.
Touch wood.
Touch the laminate.
Yeah, we will see. I was out at dinner when I got that rude news last Friday.
It was very rude.
Very rude when you're at dinner and you cop that. But we'll move on.
Well, question though, did you have dinner booked from what, 8 till 1 a.m.? So that's why you're upset or?
No. Just no. But sometimes I do eat late, but not that time. Now.
Oh, dear.
Moving on. I was going to quickly touch on what are we listening to or watching at the moment or reading? We haven't been sort of down that path for a bit, I think, since the Animal Kingdom incident.
We won't enter that again, will we?
No, well,
I watched an episode of that this week.
And did you go back and watch all of them and then rewatch?
Cut to the ads.
Squid Game, anyone watching that? No spoilers, obviously.
I've seen it.
Thoughts, as in good, bad, indifferent?
I enjoyed it. I didn't when I heard about it. I was like, oh no, that'll be boring. But I had a spare weekend.
It's dubbed, isn't
it? Yeah, it is dubbed, which is a bit annoying. Yeah. Which is probably the only reason why I didn't want to watch it. But it's actually, to be honest, it's quite good.
Okay, I would struggle with
it. It's a bit of a Game of Thrones ish type suspense where you want to keep watching the next episode. You know, some things you can just I'll watch next week,
and you come back to
this back to back, and there was a few nights where I was finding myself at midnight still watching the third episode of it.
Okay, well that's an advocate.
And then season two, if I think yes, if they are approved for it,
yes, right, yeah, that's it generally seem to happen with a lot of the net. Those shows, see how they go, and then if they run another one, the Netflix ones. Lad, Billy?
Yeah, no, I haven't watched it as of yet. I did hear it was a bit like sort of Hunger Games-esque, so maybe a bit more gruesome.
It's actually a bit more believable than Hunger Games.
Yep.
This is probably a bit of a side track, but
you can talk about Jennifer Lawrence.
No, have you seen, there's a Hunger Games-esque movie, it's Steve Austin. Stone Cold Steve Austin, The Condemned. Have you ever seen that? I have.
I love that movie.
It's obviously, I think it's R18 or it's MA15. It's pretty gory, but it is. When I watched it and then I heard the Hunger Games concept, I've never watched the Hunger Games. I'm like, I've already seen it. Steve Austin, he's done it for me. So it's all good.
Pretty much.
And then Hunger Games obviously copied the whole concept. There was no books before that or anything.
Watch it.
Anything else?
I had a look at the Squid Game. I haven't watched it yet, but I've been meaning to, Squid Game, is it?
Squid Game. Watch it.
I've heard good reviews so far. No bad ones yet.
You'd be listening to the back catalogue of our radio shows too, probably.
Yeah, of course. I've been doing a lot of driving around lately for work and
listening to the current ones.
Whatnot.
And catching up too.
Yeah, I have been.
Listening to Will's quiz from last week.
Has it been different to Animal Kingdom?
Well, I don't listen to it in reverse. That's the one thing. I've been listening to a bit of trade radio lately.
Oh yes, trade radio. We will chat about some trade news later on. Will, you're here to pull us out of a trade hole if we're in about, when do we cap it? 15 minutes.
Yeah, I
guess 8 o'clock. Maybe we cap it at 8.
Yeah,
I think I'm scheduled for my break. What do you guys talk about that?
Now I did want to. I did want to talk very briefly. I've copped a bit of flack because I've come straight from home today, working home in lockdown, and I've come in with shorts and Birkenstocks. Maybe there might be some socks on as well with the Birkenstocks. And it just probably some fair sledging. Unacceptable attires we wanted to discuss.
Just did not need to see that much white.
White, yeah, well, see, So is it the attire or is it my physique? Is it like, so you're saying
it's a mixture?
Yeah, mixture.
So because I'm because I'm a ghost, this attire is not
and a
allowed,
white shirt.
But
too.
Say if I was well tanned,
I wasn't sure if it was a skin or shirt.
He's translucent.
Yeah, look, I've got that one before. I do get that a bit.
So yeah, questionable attire.
Yeah,
in public.
Yeah. I'm always one. I don't like seeing at the races, and this is a bit. But at the races,
that's a new category.
White shoes.
Oh yeah, like, the white slip-ons.
They really get me.
Yeah,
that's a simple one for me. Or your first day at a new office job, shirt tuck. Just tuck it in. It's not hard to tuck the shirt.
Really?
Tuck it in. Tuck it in the shirt.
How is that not expected?
I've seen it. Trust me. Yeah, I've seen it around.
Recently?
Yeah. In a previous role, 5 or so years ago, fell on his first day, come in, off a shirt, all fully untucked.
See, that's quite disappointing.
Is he still there?
Huh?
Is he still there?
No, I don't think he is.
When did you get fired, Will?
Any others?
Yeah, for me, I've got two just absolute bugbears. One more so it's inappropriate is Ugg boots outside of the house. You cannot wear Ugg boots outside of the house.
Oof, gee. What if you're just in the car going through a drive-thru somewhere?
Yeah, that's fine.
What about moccasins?
I don't know, maybe not.
I'm a big one of slipping the old Uggies on after footy training or something in the middle of winter and walking in the rooms with the Ugg boots on.
Yeah,
and
but that's
just strutting around.
That's at the footy club, not like going to do your weekly groceries or
actually, yeah,
or going out to a cafe or something.
Funny
like that,
you mentioned that. People,
you did that too, didn't
you? No, I was down doing a few groceries the other night down at Coles, and I had seen this oldest type of bloke walking out. He was fully PJ'd.
Yeah,
with his shopping trolley.
See, that's wrong.
No, I like that.
No, I thought that was a bit cringe.
I've seen dressing robe.
It's like
at
people
the
getting on an aircraft in a pair of ruggers, singlet, and thongs. Like previously, back in the day when you travelled, you actually dressed up.
Yeah, right.
And then my second bugbear, I got a list. Fedoras. Like I still see people. Like we joke about fedoras.
Roger Fedora or Fedora.
The fedora.
So they're the little like
I just
hats.
Don't like
they're like a Panama hat, aren't they?
Yeah,
like a Malcolm Turnbull hat.
But they're turned up at the back.
Yeah,
I
right.
I just don't like it.
Okay.
Anyway, but each their own. It's a statement.
Don't worry about us getting into trade. I would worry about Will in his fashion attire hole.
Yeah. This
I don't mind the fedora, Will. So
yeah.
I probably might wear mine to the show next week.
You might wear it to Silly Saturday.
If Silly Saturday gets up this week, maybe.
Yeah.
I might not go with the costumes, which are confidential, but okay. Well, that covers that off. I'm glad we've really, really just.
What about you, Az?
I'll quickly just say I'm pretty old school, so don't like when I see the old jeans and sneakers getting around.
Ooh, I hope Dad's not listening.
You see a few of the oldies getting around with it, which is not too bad, but. Yeah, especially the younger people.
New Balance cross trainers.
Is there an age where that becomes acceptable? Because I think over 50 it's allowed.
We had an accounting teacher that that's just all he wore. He had different pairs of the same
thought they
shirt.
Banned him in 1995, so I think.
Sneans. I call it sneaker jeans.
George Costanza look.
George Costanza. No, very good. I'm glad we covered that off. I had a quick word of the day. I did just want to. And see, either I've been living under a rock, or and I'm pretty silly, or I'm hoping I'm getting some support here. But the phrase when you say, "Oh, that piqued my interest," now, piqued my curiosity. I did not realise. I only realised this week that's actually peaked. PIQUE. Did we know that in the studio? Yes or no?
No.
No?
No, I did not.
No? Yeah. Okay. I feel good. I've even hit my mic.
Knocked back in your chair.
Yeah, so it's actually a different word. So there you go. Anyway.
I've got a word. Capricious.
Capricious.
So capricious.
What? Don't make up words, Will.
Yeah. Given to sudden or unaccountable changes of mood or behaviour. I'd heard someone said that
capricious.
Some of the premiers at the moment are quite capricious.
Mm. One's gone. Two.
Yes, and there's now a lot of people saying that the new one's probably... a lot of people are just like, oh, we want the other one back.
What a shock.
Can't make up their mind.
Mm. Very good. Big show coming up. We've got a fair bit of sport to dissect. Even though the AFL's finished, there's still a fair bit happening there, and we will cross across a few codes. Also, the quiz from Wilbur. It is now running 7 days late, but it's coming. So stay tuned for that. That'll be exciting. Bit on this day if we can squeeze it into. You're listening to 1FM, live and local.
Let Merritt Funeral Services take the stress out of your funeral arrangements. Whether you're looking to prepay a funeral, arrange a bond, or prearrange a complete funeral, Merritt Funeral Services are just a phone call away. They can even come direct to you anywhere across the region to help walk you through the process, each and every step of the way. With more than 40 years industry experience, expect nothing less than service and advice that exceeds your expectations. Let Merritt Funeral Services take care of everything. Phone 5825 1651.
1FM sponsor. North Vic Ag Contracting offer agricultural services right across the Goulburn Valley. We come to your farm and have both round and large square balers. Whether it's mowing, raking, tethering, pit silage, wrapping or harvesting, North Vic Ag Contracting have the gear and the manpower to get your job done right at some of the GV's best prices. Call for a quote today and book now to beat the rush and avoid disappointment. Call North Vic Ag Contracting now on 0476 137 216. That's 0476 137 216.
1FM sponsor.
We all have our own purpose in life, and it's different for everyone. It could be looking after the land or bringing smiles to your customers. Maybe it's building a dream home to raise your family. Maybe it's to keep studying and learning, or coaching and staying connected to the community. No matter what you're here to do, GMCU are here for you. GMCU, banking with purpose. Visit gmcu.com.au or speak to your local team today.
Station sponsor.
Ellis Yarns and More is the Goulburn Valley's home of all things knitting, crochet and more. We have the area's largest range of yarn and anything else you might require to finish that special project. We can give you free advice and help with patterns, and we will not be beaten on price. Come in and see us at Unit 10, 69 McLennan Street, Maroopna, opposite the Water Tower. Visit our website, ellisyarnsandmore.com. Give us a call on 0491 011 105 or find us on Facebook at Ellis Yarns and More.
Station sponsor.
Welcome back to 1FM Live and Local. You're on Midweek Malarkey. Pretty flat ad break for me. Sledging continued around my tyre, but I'll move on.
Maybe a bit darker next week, something.
Somewhere where we can actually see you.
Trying to be optimistic and with the shorts on.
You could have given us a morning. We would have packed our sunglasses or something. It would have been fine.
Actually, I've got one.
Slip, slop, slap. Can we just go back to sledging wheel about the quiz? I preferred that last week.
It's good. It's not all one-way traffic.
It's not you. AFL Trade Week. Very exciting.
Oh, yeah.
Very excited. Will's excited. He's up and about. Few deals to land. A lot of free agent moves. So we might piece through them quickly.
Are we going through every single one?
We can. We got time.
We got time. We'll see. We'll see how we go.
We'll have to ask for the next 2 hours.
Cali to Essendon was one. How's the compensation pick work? So it's not at market, is it?
It's depends on how much you're paying the player, I'm pretty sure.
Yes.
So I remember when Frawley went to Hawks, they were paying him a fair bit. So like Melbourne got like pick two or three's compensation.
Gee.
Because you get it after your first pick. So like for example with if you're Geelong and someone leaves as a free agent, they'll get a compensation after their first round pick.
Yeah, or if they get a second round after their second round pick, correct?
Correct. But it could be, you know, if it's a bottom three side, you might end up with another one in the top five sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Well, there you go. Well, Jack Kelly to Essendon, Adelaide receive a third round pick for that. He was an unrestricted free agent. Chole's moved to the Suns. End of second round pick. So
he posted a good photo about it too.
Did he?
Yep.
I missed that.
He didn't look that happy. He's just sort of pretty monotone in the face, wasn't he?
Yeah. Not too. Well, it is.
We talk about it off air.
Suns will make finals next year too.
No, they won't.
Take it to the bank.
Burn already.
Be
cool.
Are you burning Suns already?
You can take that to yours.
Trust.
If they can dump Jew in the next 2 months and get Clarkson in, maybe.
Jew? No, well, I was about to say I back Stewie Jew that much.
No.
Why not? Did you see what he did to Hawthorn in 08?
He's getting bigger and bigger at Stewie too. So he must it's why they run out of fuel after half time, because he's already been in there for the electrolytes.
He likes his lollies too. In the yeah. George Stewart to Carlton. George Stewart from the Swans. Carlton.
You can turn my mic off actually if you want.
I was thinking about it. Yeah. Collingwood big recruit Nathan Kruger played 2 AFL games. Really exciting. Huge. As a Collingwood fan.
Are we seriously talking about those sorts of trades?
We are.
Talk key trades.
I did want to talk.
Don't have all day.
Speak of key trade, I do think this is a rather key one. Jeremy Finlayson to Port Adelaide. Where's that come from?
Strange. Bit strange, that one. Good get, but for Port, I think. I think that's a steal. Was it a late third rounder, I think they got?
Yeah.
Future third rounder.
Yeah. Future third round pick.
Go on.
I don't know if this is a fairly big rumour at the moment, but there was whispers of Charlie Dixon going back to Gold Coast, and that's, like they're saying, well, maybe they're getting Finlayson for that backup just in case.
It's huge.
Gee.
Yeah.
I would honestly rather Finlayson than Dixon. The way he's Dixon so looked for the second half of the year,
it's going to be hard to fit them all in, I think. Like, with you got Finlayson, Dixon, Georgiadis, Dougal Howard, all in the same forward line.
Dougal Howard plays for St Kilda.
Not Dougal Howard. What's the port bloke's name?
I can picture it. He looks like he's,
tall bloke.
Well, Laddams is moving, so maybe he's...
The young bloke.
I know who you're talking about. Can't tell him.
Anyway, so there's 4 big blokes they're trying to fit in a forward line.
Yeah, and they're getting rid of Laddams as well, apparently.
If Laddams goes, as Finlayson plays a backup ruck almost and a mobile forward.
I like what he... I thought he was pretty good for GWS.
Todd Marshall, you were thinking of?
Todd Marshall.
That's
there
the one.
We go.
Same bloke, yeah.
Same concept. The other one I wanted to mention, Luke Dunstan. Now, he got delisted and he got 11 votes in the Brownlow, or 12 votes or something like that.
Really?
Got delisted. Melbourne have picked him up. So, gee.
He was pretty vocal. He came out and whacked Brett Ratton pretty bad after he got delisted, saying that, it's pretty much, I got dropped because the coach doesn't like me.
Gee. Mm. Yeah, okay. Well, it does
go. The Premiers will take him.
That's interesting. Like, if Melbourne are willing to pick him up, then they obviously...
They know something.
Yeah. I think it's probably as a backup for if a Viney goes down.
Yeah,
or something.
He's probably
like
not
that.
A starting mid, like, on that on ball with Oliver, Viney, obviously Petrarca. But I think if someone does go down, he's probably a good bloke to get in.
He's pretty one-dimensional. Like, he's good at being inside mid, but he can't really do too much else. He butches the ball a fair bit. And that
yeah.
Sort of stuff.
But I guess, they've got Oliver and Petrarca who can... Oliver's skills have improved out of sight, and Petrarca speaks for himself. Some of his skill. That's key summary of the trade. You'll be happy to know, Wilbur.
I was going to say, I'm going to have to throw in a rope.
There's some pick swaps. We won't run through every pick that got swapped around. You sure? I've got it.
No.
You sure?
Are you serious?
Oh, no.
If you are interested, go. There is.
I did see Collingwood got in early so they can get Dacos.
Yes, they got their draft points up. So, would you... Has there ever been, it made me think the other day, has there ever been, or any code, not just AFL, but father-sons who've decided, like they qualify for father-son, but have said, no, we don't want to? I know that there's been
they don't want to.
The AFL, sometimes the club doesn't want to pick them up. Which
was Ivan Cleary and Nathan, obviously, is that what you're trying to lean into?
No, I haven't.
What about Shane Tuck? Did Hawthorn say no, or did he say no?
I think Hawthorn said no.
I'm pretty sure he might have qualified. Yeah, I don't know how that worked.
Because Travis played for Hawthorn, Travis Tuck.
Yeah.
Was Shane on Hawthorn's list originally or not?
I don't know.
Because Josh Kennedy was one that I think he did get.
He went to Hawks,
and then got delisted. Doesn't happen often. I just thought of it.
It's either Josh Dunkley or Toby McLean. One of their dads played for Sydney.
Yeah.
And they didn't go there. But I don't know which way that was either.
Whether that was the club or... The reason I say it is because if I was Dacos, I would perhaps just say no thanks to Collingwood and maybe just get drafted wherever.
Well, now's the time to do it because this year is the first year that... Within the top 20, you can't sort of... the team bidding on it have a lot more power these days?
Yeah, yep. I think you can... Yeah, as long as you... Yeah, I don't know the rule. They get some discount though, and
yep.
It used to be like Gary Ablett went at pick 37 or something when he went, like that sort of that helped them a tad, the Cats. Spring racing. What big Epsom? We just had the Epsom, and is there a big meet? When's the Guineas? Is that
Saturday?
It is this Saturday.
Yeah,
very good.
Spring has started.
Spring has started when that to me is the start. I know a lot say Guineas, last week or the week before, but
such a good word, Guinea.
Caulfield Guineas, and then the Cup Caulfield Cups the following week. Yeah, so
juice
in the thick of things. Did want to talk a bit about Wilder versus Fury now? I'm not.
You made a pretty big comment today. It's quite funny.
Well, we'll get that. There you go.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess for those who don't know what Wilder vs Fury is, boxing match coming up. I'm personally not a massive. I wouldn't say I'm a boxing nuff compared to other sports, but
I do like these. I'm same as you. I like these big. These big bouts are pretty good.
Tyson Fury.
It's a spectacle.
If you've got the spare 30 minutes, go to YouTube and just search Tyson Fury and get a laugh for 30 minutes.
Cause go down the tunnel.
He's quite good. But, Sunday, that coming
Sunday
up?
It will be.
Yeah, Sunday for us.
He said today, he goes, I am going to cheat again. I'm going to be putting horseshoes.
I did read that.
Horseshoes and dynamite in my gloves.
Oh, gee.
He also came out and said, because you know how there's all this feud between his younger brother and Jake Paul?
Yeah.
He came out and said, if Tommy doesn't knock him out, he's going to retire.
I actually really like the way he goes about his business as a boxer. He's confident. He doesn't talk. Yeah, he doesn't talk out of, I guess, place where he can't back himself up.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't just make... He's not just a loudmouth. Like, I sometimes think that Conor McGregor got down the path of just being an obnoxious loudmouth, but Fury's a bit smarter.
I think McGregor did in his last three or four fights. I think the exciting thing, McGregor initially backed it up and could back it up. Like, when he knocked out Aldo, it was considered one of the best, and he did it in 6 seconds or whatever it was. But... For what I find about Fury is amazing. He's such a big guy. He doesn't really look in shape, but he's just so... It's all
such a
skill.
Good he's just a good boxer. Yeah. I think what the difference between him and McGregor are is they've both come from nothing, but the thing is about Fury is that he lost it all and then has gained it back again.
Yeah.
That shows, I guess, I think it shows his character.
I'd actually say the other way around, Wilbur. He gained it, then now he's lost it all to be able to...
He was huge.
Yeah,
and he still carries a lot around. Still carries a lot more than what he was before he then hit his depression patch. But
I love watching him box. He's the best just boxer.
He's good,
but just the way he's 6'10" and he dances like a lightweight.
he's very good. His little brother's pretty handy too.
Yeah, so he's 7-0 at the moment.
I reckon he knocks him out.
Fury knocks.
Yeah, it doesn't go the distance.
Knocks Wilder out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Wilder will get the chockies.
You reckon?
Yeah. I think a bit of an upset. In my view, I think Fury's the better form. But
hopefully he doesn't wear a suit that's too heavy again. Remember that was the excuse why he lost?
No, I didn't.
Bronze Bomber came out last time in a suit with a mask, and there was something like the suit itself was 20 kilos.
Kind of looked like a Vera Wayne Batman suit.
Yeah. Very good.
And he blamed it on that because he was fatigued by the time he got to the ring, and that's why he's...
Well, don't wear it.
That's exactly.
Very silly.
Wallabies are world champs.
Not
actually, but...
Oh, good. We've touched on rugby union. We'll move on.
That's all I had to say.
We'll move on to rugby league. I did want to chat about that. Good game. I actually must say I did watch the grand final, and I couldn't move from my seat.
It was good.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. It was good.
Although
it felt like Penrith had more, obviously from an AFL point of view, more domination in their forward half than what the Souths did. But the Souths defense looked they looked very strong.
Yeah, yeah, they held on a lot.
I think that's the key there is that Souths defended their absolute guts out.
Yeah.
They only went down to the opposition 20 once.
It seemed especially that first try from the Souths was just out of the blue, a quick...
All of a sudden they're in.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
They didn't look like scoring for the first 25 minutes. But, it was a good game right down to the end.
Yeah. Very exciting.
When do the Guns start getting to point at Latrell Mitchell saying that he's cost South the premiership.
Well, they could have.
It's going to come pretty soon, surely.
Well, they came already.
But yeah. I have.
Yeah. But at the end of the day, like, he wasn't out there on the field, and to a degree, a lot of people have said that there's a few others that cost. You know, I think there was this. Like, I saw a bit of a meme. It was like, you know, everyone needs to, jokes aside, Cody Walker had a game, like had an absolute season, and it had the stats up of how many try assists, tries and everything for the year, and then it had one extra column as premiership assists, basically that he'd handed, you know, obviously because he passed the ball. And,
he did a lot of good too before then.
Oh, exactly, but it was a bit of a laugh.
It was.
It looked like it was a bit like, you know, when the fullback kicks across goal straight to the full forward. And yeah, then
that is a good analogy for that.
The poor fella. Like, it would have just happened in slow motion, and like, there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah.
Should have kicked it.
And Toto proposing to his...
Oh. I think I'll put the message out to you boys. Like, it's strange because you want to celebrate with your family, but you win the premiership. You're not going to go home for 3 weeks.
Did want to quickly chat. Now, the Women's Ashes were being played. They've sort of got a different series where they play bits of each format. But
they play like two tests.
Yeah. They have a four-day test. Now, I have issues with this. Why do we have 4 day test match? Should be all five. We do it at Shield level. I don't understand the 4 day test.
No, I disagree. I think in women's cricket you can get away with 4 day tests because I think things will happen a bit quicker. Like, you haven't got that batsman who's out there for 2 days,
days and days,
batting. Like,
yeah.
I like the 4 day. Obviously, the weather didn't suit for the game.
For this time. Yeah,
I think 4 day cricket for women's cricket works, but not. Not men's cricket, no. I stick with the 5 day format.
I don't know if it works in Australia though, because they're so batting dominated pitches, sort of thing. So maybe if it's New Zealand or something like that, where there's a bit more offer on the wicket.
Yeah, but
yeah, like India batted out pretty well in the women's, and then you look at this one of the state games about a month ago where Western Australia made 550 and declared, and then South Australia outscored them.
Yeah, I know. So. And I'd rather it see go the other way to 6 days. I hate draws. I hate draws. Like, that's a big knock on soccer too. Draw. Like,
they probably would have lost nearly a day's worth in the weather.
Didn't help.
And no doubt.
It didn't cost this game. This game would have happened.
Yeah. And if they'd had that time back, I think there would have been a result for sure.
Yeah. That's a real feeling. That's
keep
a good
5 day, but then have a day up the sleeve for if there is a full day of rain.
You can add a day.
Yeah,
I think you have to add a day because...
Well, that's what they did in the World Test Series final.
It completely changes... Yeah, exactly. It completely changes the outcome of the match, and no one likes draws because
it's like dancing with your sister. That's what Dennis Pagan said.
Yeah, but like it encourages to go into your shell as a batsman and just to hold out. Yes, it's impressive if you can hold out. Like, I remember when we played Pakistan in UAE, but it's not... doesn't promote exciting... I guess, competitive sport.
Maybe we go the other way and go back to traditional and just have no time limit.
No
on
time.
Days.
Yeah, I'd love it. It's worth it. Yeah,
take 2 weeks off work just to watch the cricket.
we'll take this off air. Stick around. We've got the quiz coming up. It's a quiz from Wilbur. Big one. I've been promised. So stick around. Got that coming up. No time for on this day.
Actually, I tested out the quiz today. Someone at work got 14 out of 19.
Oh, gee. Pressure's on us then.
Yeah.
Stick around. You listen to 1FM, live and local.
Hakuna Matata. What a wonderful phrase.
The local property market is hot and there has never been a better time to sell. Are you thinking of selling, or maybe you're just curious about what your home is worth in today's market? Your Sold Real Estate has many qualified buyers looking for properties across the Golden Valley in all price ranges right now. At Your Sold Real Estate, you can expect a fresh, reliable, old-fashioned and proactive approach when it comes to selling your property. Put the billy on and we'll be around for a cuppa and a chat. Call today 5831 6633 or visit our website at yoursoldrealestate.com.au. You'll be sold by our service.
Station sponsor.
North Vic Ag Contracting offer agricultural services right across the Goulburn Valley. We come to your farm and have both round and large square balers. Whether it's mowing, raking, tethering, pit silage, wrapping or harvesting, North Vic Ag Contracting have the gear and the manpower to get your job done right at some of the GV's best prices. Call for a quote today and book now to beat the rush and avoid disappointment. Call North Vic Ag Contracting now on 0476 137 216. That's 0476 137 216.
1FM sponsor.
You know the garden could do with a makeover, so what are you waiting for? Cleves Garden Supplies have got everything you need to get the job done, and they're open 7 days a week. Coloured mulches, decorative pebbles, river stones, crushed rocks, sands, gravel, sleepers, topsoils, pavers, you name it, they've got it. They'll deliver small loads and big loads straight to your door. Drop in and see them at 20 Wanganui Road, Shepparton, or give them a call. 58212111. That's 58212111.
1FM sponsor.
AJ's Motorcycles are now Shepparton Motorcycles. For more than 35 years, the crew at AJ's took pride in providing people from across our region and beyond with the highest quality sales, service and advice you would find anywhere. Shepparton Motorcycles are excited that Tom, Mel, Brendan and the crew will remain on board, delivering the same passion towards great customer service that has been the tradition for all of these years. Supplying a great range of bikes, side-by-sides, parts and apparel, you will still find us in the same great location, right next to the Shepparton train station. Shepparton Motorcycles, your home of KTM and Can-Am. LMCT 11819.
1FM sponsor.
Welcome to Intersport Shepparton. Yes, you really are welcome to the GB's home of all the biggest brands in sporting gear and the latest apparel, found all in one great, bright and brand new location in Fraser Street, right next door to Bras and Things. We're different at Intersport. Why? Because we care. We are proudly locally owned and operated. So come and say g'day to Nipper Harvey and the friendly staff for a unique shopping experience that you'll only get in one place. Intersport Shepparton, the heart of sport. Station
sponsor. Welcome back to 1FM Live and Local. I don't let the boys in the studio know. Thanks, we're coming back there, now. Mate. No warnings. You just got to be...
We're just talking quiz logistics here and then you're just gotta, throwing us out to the line.
Got to be ready. Just to mention on our father and son... combo, Josh Dunkley did knock back the Swans and he went to the Dogs. So there you go.
Wow.
That is pretty big.
Huge.
Yeah. Played in 2 grand finals.
GFs.
1-1.
Yep.
And a handy player too for the
Swans
Dogs.
Swans playing.
Also tried to walk to the best club in the comp too last year.
Tried to get to the Dons.
Another quick one. Swans playing very hard to get for Jordan Dawson. Offering, saying they'll take nothing less than a first rounder
for Jordan Dawson.
Yeah.
Oof. Which controversial.
Is, very.
Can I borrow the pen? And
oh, he wants the pen. Sorry, I thought Will was shut. Okay, quiz time. Sorry, yeah. I thought Will was trying to take over my quiz then. I thought he's just not my quiz. Take over my
quiz?
The panel. Oh, end it.
Yeah, just so I got a backing to it. Okay. Unless you've got some confidential stuff on there too.
Oh, there you go.
Alrighty.
Everything's confidential, mate.
It's confidential to someone.
Righto, any special rules? Or are we just...
There'll be a few questions where I'll give you all the opportunity to answer.
Yep.
Because, yeah, like it's probably will be a closest two.
Are we going with a different buzzer this week?
What do you want? What do you feel like today?
Favourite rugby player.
Okay.
Legal union.
Either or.
Yeah. I'm going Fui Fui Moi Moi.
Just go Fui Fui.
Yeah, Fui Fui. Simon Asiva.
That's a very tough one.
Reese Wesser.
No, I'll go with Billy Slater.
Oh, I think he's a Billy. Billy Moore.
My buzzer is going to be Carney after my man Todd Carney.
Good old Todd. Let's kick into it. So, what's the biggest animal in the world?
Carney. Blue whale.
Yeah. Well done, Carney.
What am I again? Fui Fui. Yep.
You want to test your buzzer again?
Fui Fui.
You've got to get it all out.
Or you have to say it like Ray Warren.
Can I just change to Rabs? I'll be Rabs.
Rabs. Rabs. Ray Rabs.
Yep.
Which planet is closest to the sun?
I mean, what?
Rabs.
Later.
Mercury.
Yeah. Oh. I'm going to pay that. Like,
yeah, you know, yeah.
It's technicality.
But he's been warned.
How many minutes in a league of...
Carney.
Hang on, sorry.
That was Carney.
Is he reading these questions?
Yeah, he's not reading.
I'll read the question. How many minutes in a game of rugby
Carney.
League?
80.
Yeah.
So he got the rest of the question. That's controversial.
But I was going to say 80 anyway.
Yeah, I think he was going to say it.
Who do you think he tested the quiz on?
Name one landlocked country
Carney.
In Europe.
Kazakhstan.
Rabs. Kazakhstan's Asia, isn't it?
Yep.
Liechtenstein. No, Luxembourg, I meant.
You can get either or. So yes, either or.
Oh gee, fine. I wasn't sure on
the Kazakhstan's actually the largest landlocked country in the world.
Yeah, but this was Europe.
Yeah, but it's,
I know,
said
I'm
Europe.
Just saying, fun fact.
So Andorra, Austria, Belarus, Czech Republic, Hungary, Liechtenstein, Luxembourg, Macedonia, Moldova, San Marino, Serbia, Slovakia, Switzerland, Vatican City would have taken.
Oof.
Just improving
to,
everyone's
just to name a few.
There. So that's one to Brett, or should I say Ray Warren. who is the highest spiritual leader of Tibet?
Rabs. The Dalai Lama?
Yes. Okay, this is, I'll take an answer from all of you, closest to.
So do we have to buzz in?
No. So okay. It's closest to, and if two of you get it, like, yeah, I'll be pretty happy. How many milliliters are there in an Australian pint?
Oof.
Rabs.
525.
525. 475.
475.
Oof. It's 570. 570.
So, Brett.
In a pint.
Yeah. I saw
525
or 575.
Pint. I thought it was a schooner, was 570.
Nah, Scooey's like 425, three, I think. Yeah. That's where I got my 25 from, I think.
Okay.
I'll do my RSA.
How many milliliters are there in a pony?
Rabs. In a pony, that's... Yep.
That's under a midi.
Yes. Remember? No, it's quite small pony. Yep. I think 175.
Slater. Okay. Oh, are we still buzzing
yeah,
in?
No,
or
you,
no?
You go, no. Yeah, you go.
I'm going to say 200.
They're Tassie.
215.
Common in Tassie, aren't they?
The Brett, again, it's 140.
Oof.
It's 175.
Jeez, that is small.
Bill 3, as none,
Brett 4. You barely get back to your table.
Wouldn't even touch a sword.
You'd be lining back up to the bar again.
Just another pony, please.
Yeah. So they're shots.
More or less. Well, we call them a handle. They're a handle. They're which large mythical creature from Aboriginal mythology is said to lurk in the swamps?
Rainbow serpent.
No. Swamps, billabongs, and creeks. And no, it's not Bigfoot.
I've heard it, but...
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Can I get back in?
No. If these two don't get a guess, tick.
No. I'm declining the guess, so he can't come back in.
As?
Oh, it's getting competitive.
I've heard it before.
That's good. How long do we have, Brett?
Oh,
up to question 8.
Yeah, keep moving.
No.
Was it a bunyip?
Yeah, it is a bunyip. Good. So the next couple here have got a bit of Australiana theme as per the last one. What was the original name used by most Europeans for the island of Tasmania?
Rabs.
Slide up.
Van Diemen's Land.
Yes. What name... a jumbuck is an Australian English term for what?
Carny. Horse?
No.
Rabs? Donkey?
Think of the song.
I'm just going on what he said. I have no idea.
Oh. A jumbuck.
Rabs?
No.
No.
Okay. It's
boots.
A sheep. No one gets it. Jolly jumbuck. In Australian slang, what is a Matilda?
Carny. Female?
No.
Slater. Bird?
No.
No. I'm going to pass this one.
A bundle of belongings or sleeping equipment while singing Matilda. The idea is he's carrying his sleeping bag and...
Anyway.
So, cricket now. Ashes. We've got the Ashes.
Get on the board.
So, there is some good theme here. So, in the 2006-07 series, which England player was dubbed the Shermanator by Shane Warne?
Rabs.
Slater.
Carney.
Ian Bell.
Yeah. Well done. When David Bumble Lloyd was struck by Jeff Thompson in a delivery, Bumble. When Bumble was struck in 1974-75 Ashes, he suffered an unusual breakage of what?
Carnage. Carney.
Carnage.
His wrist.
No.
Rabs? His nose?
No. You don't want this. Like it's... Anyway, we're going to...
Shoulder.
No, he broke his box.
Oh.
Completely shattered his box.
There you go.
At the very... Now, this is a very faint...
Just give us a quick score update for the listeners at home.
Six Brett, as none, Bill 3.
Okay.
Can you turn as mic on?
That was for the listeners at home, too. That was,
anyway.
How many to go?
There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Oh,
the last question, you can get up to 5 points.
Oh, still in.
So, at the very start of the 2006-07 Brisbane test of the Ashes.
Slater.
Oh. Oh. He's gone early without the question.
England won the toss and elected to bowl, and Australia ended up making over 500.
No. Oof. Should have waited for the rest of it, I reckon. Who was the second player to touch the cricket ball? Now, remember there was a I'll give you a bit more of a hint here. Remember there was a famous ball that was bowled.
Slater.
Rabs.
Who do you reckon the second person that touched the ball was?
It would have been someone down near the side screen because he bowled that big ass wide.
The big one.
The big wide. Oh, no, first slip to... Oh, Carney. Yeah, I've guessed.
Strauss.
No. But no. You're on the right track.
What did Harmison do then, wasn't it?
Yeah, but it was Andrew Flintoff. He was at second slip.
Close.
I thought that was a bit of a hard one, so I did give you a bit, but...
Was all right. I think I was right.
You were pretty close there. Yeah. If you look back on the stats, you probably did win the match. Yeah.
As had the whole game.
All right. Yeah. Now we're on to three Dookie specific questions. Oh, so, how well do you know your teammates?
Not very well.
shower related or?
That's for the R rated one. How many goals did Brett and I combine for in the KDF Comp?
Rabs in third.
Closest to?
13.
So 13.
I'm going to say you would have probably kicked about six or seven, and you kicked probably, I'm going to say nine.
Rabs, it'd be about 17, because I reckon I kicked 15 odd.
All right, so it's a tiebreaker between, we'll do a tiebreaker here between.
What is it? What's the amount?
So it's 15.
Oh, I thought I kicked
so 15.
That myself.
Gee. So of that, you kicked 12, I kicked 3.
Gee. I thought I got more than that.
But.
Give us a point each.
I'll give you a point each.
Does that include Brett's seniors games?
I didn't kick any there.
you kick it at all.
That's your possessions.
How many votes for worst on? All.
Mum and Dad come to watch that game and no one passed to me all day. Really rude. It was just terrible.
Now, how many goals per game in seniors did Az kick?
Carney.
Close 0, we'll get it closest Rabs. To.
0.5.
Rabs.
Ooh.
0.4.
Slater. 0.3.
Bang on, mate.
Oh. Hey. Homepage sporting.
How many goals do I kick? Two?
3/10.
Ooh.
Oof.
See, I always work down the back line, not the forward line.
Yeah. Light on you.
No, I'm not picking on you. I just say, who's someone on the quiz that we could get something? Who led first grade Dookie goals for the year?
Carney.
Slater.
Tyler Tapscott?
No.
Rabs.
He came second. Slater. I think it was Slater.
I'm going to say probably Paddy.
Sure was.
Oh.
So.
I thought Wilbur Patone.
Bonus point if you can guess how many
Slater.
He kicked.
Oh.
Because yeah. I want you to get back up close to
he would have kicked, I reckon, probably 32.
No, not quite. Same numbers, though.
23.
Mm. Average of 2.3 a game.
Not bad.
So, no, it's not too bad. Will Patone actually was the lead. So, I did some serious research this morning. Will
Deep
Patone,
dive.
He was, something like 13 goals in the first three matches, and then
Gaz are up.
He was going pretty well. So, and then okay, this is the last one. So technically, if the boys do not well at this, you could technically take this.
Right.
So what's a quick score check?
So it's Bill 4, Az 2, Brett 7.
So I'm on 5 because I got that bunion point. Yeah.
Oh
no,
protest.
Okay, so I'm not sure how we want to do this. So we might go.
Well, we're in strife then.
Okay, all right. So you'll get a point per town that you can name.
Okay.
Right.
Name 5 Queensland towns other than Brisbane
Rabs.
Towns. Okay.
Mackay, Rockhampton, Quilpie, look it up. Right. Warwick, and. The Stanhope or whatever it is. There's a Stanhope up there, isn't there?
It's not.
Carney.
All right, so you got 4.
Can I just take his? No, all right. The ones
I want a genuine 5.
All right. Yeppoon.
But do you want me? Okay, yeah, that's... Yep.
Yeppoon, Bundaberg.
Oh, Port Douglas.
Just remember there was one town in here that I didn't get to read out, so you're flirting with death.
Port Douglas.
Come on.
Gold Coast.
Yeah, I was waiting for that one. That was a gimme.
And Broadbeach.
Oh, nah.
You're not giving me that?
That's still within the Gold Coast. That's okay. Four. As if you take five here, you equal it with Brett.
Can I have the full question?
I think we've got to wrap it up. We've got to go to the news.
Kidding.
I'm serious.
Oh.
That's all we've got time for.
Is that because you want to win?
Yes.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
That's all we've got time for. Come back next week.
You're being serious.
Yeah, I'm serious. I'm wrapping us up. Listen to 1FM, live and local.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.